All right, let's get this show on the road. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. The City of Chicago and the Department of Justice have agreed on an independent monitor to oversee the Chicago Police Department. This is not the usual course of action when we talk about the consent decree, which means a judge would oversee the implementation of reform. No, this is different and a little bit unclear, which is because it was a leaked story on a Friday night in the summer, maybe. Does this mean there won't be a consent decree? Does the independent monitor replace Superintendent Eddie Johnson? Will the new boss put more cops on Segways? I just think that's a cool idea. It'd be more fun for everybody. I'm sure we'll hear more about this story as it becomes public on somebody else's time. In a recent interview, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that if it could have been Russian hackers who hacked the DNC emails, but they weren't Russia. So it could be Russian hackers, just not Russia. And you know what? That kind of makes sense. When Ferris Bueller hacked into the school mainframe to change his grades, he was acting in his own interest. He wasn't the Americans, right? Grace! Also, at least Putin brings us back to reality a bit and maybe shakes this weird 80s-like obsession with saying the Russians over and over and over, conjuring up an Arnold Schwarzenegger in Red Heat, which means all of us Americans would be Jim Belushi. Let that sink in. So, is Putin right? Is it possible the election was hacked by independent bad guys? Or am I once again being manipulated? Again. Always. Yeah. A new graph is circulating the internet talking about the size of certain industries that would be saved by a move to pull out of the Paris Accord. Of course, I'm talking coal. There are roughly 76,000 people working in that industry. To give you an idea of scale, 100,000 work in the travel agency business, 150,000 in the car wash industry, and 90,000 in terrestrial radio. I mean, would you choose talk radio over saving the planet? Well, wait, maybe you should. I mean, with internet and podcasts, I am the forgotten American. Where's my red hat? Do I get one? I don't. As I predicted yesterday, as quick as President Trump touted a positive direction for the economy, a new report is out today saying that the economy is slowing. The Labor Department statistics say that job growth is down from April and below predictions, but our unemployment rate is at the lowest point since 2001. Now I wait for President Trump to say that's fake because of the people who just gave up. Oh, we're not doing that anymore. That's so 2016. We're gonna say that the unemployment numbers are the best ever now. Yeah, okay, got it. Just making sure. The White House doesn't seem to care about the job growth number, and economists say that the unemployment number is not that great of news either because it essentially means everyone that wants a job has one. So what's the truth? Is the economy getting better or is it getting worse? I don't know. Wait till tomorrow to see if a new report comes out. Actually, it. Economy reporting is just a smidge worse than housing reporting. The housing market's up. No, it's not. It's down. Then it's up. Nope. You know what? You're reading it wrong. It's down. That's housing reporting every single week. Kathy Griffin says her career is over after she posted a picture with her and a beheaded bloody head of President Trump. Really? I would have thought it was over after Fashion Police. But she's lawyered up and she's blaming Trump and his family for bullying her and taking away her earning potential, which is definitely a new one. But was Trump tweeting about his disgust as a celebrity or as a president? And does that matter? Ooh, I feel precedent coming on. I think the moral of the story is don't do any poses with bloody heads of presidents. And if you're a president, get someone else to take on these battles. Right? In weather? Yeah, it's on. Right? It's on. But it's going to rain tomorrow. Oh, it's off. Maybe. In sports, see, everything's getting back to normal. The Cubs beat the Cardinals in game one of a three-game set this afternoon, 3-2. It was Jason Hayward who played hero with a couple RBIs, and Wade Davis locked it down. Also, Dexter Fowler back at Wrigley Field leading off with a solo shot, just to help us remember. The White Sox kick off a three-game set in Detroit. This after last weekend where the Sox took 3-4 at the G-rate. The G-spot. Do we like the G-spot? What are we calling it? Do we not figure that out yet? They should get Dre and Snoop involved. Nothing but a G thing. Figure something out. They could probably work it out. The Sox need a strong showing this week in at least 2 of 3, just to keep us interested. The Sox turned to ace, Derek Holland, who promptly gave up 8 runs in the first 3 innings tonight. So, yeah. Don't look now, but the MLB draft is on June 12th, and the Sox have the 11th pick. Nice. Load them up. I've been saying it. The 2024 White Sox, they might be dope. In college baseball, USC lost to Southern Miss in the first round of their regional. They still have a shot to win, but it's going to be tough. And if they win, they get an invite to the College World Series in Omaha. That Holiday Inn's going to be a jam. Haven't talked much about the Chicago Sky since Elena Deladon left via trade to Washington. Well, they made the sports roundup last night by giving up a WNBA record 8 3-pointers to Diana Taurasi in Phoenix, just like the Sky drew it up. In football news, they aren't even playing, and the Bears continue to get hurt. Cam Meredith, one of the wide receivers the Bears need to have a big year from, injured his thumb, and he won't be back on the field till sometime during training camp. It's almost too funny to laugh. Does John Fox practice with moving turfs and hacksaws? Why do the Bears seem to get hurt more than everybody else? I have nothing to back up that assertion, but doesn't that seem about right? Also, the Kansas City Chiefs released Jeremy Maclin today. There you go. Let's get that guy. Maclin, Cruz, and then just get rid of everybody else. The NBA Finals picked back up Sunday after last night's blowout win for the Warriors. What's with all the spacing of the games waiting for the finals? I get it, NBA. You want to milk the ratings as much as possible, but come on. These guys play over 100 games a season, usually every other day. It's about rhythm, not about selling more Kias. Well, I guess it is about selling Kias since basketball after all. Then they don't play again until Wednesday. What? At this rate, the NBA Finals will be a doubleheader with next year's preseason games. Game 6 of the Warriors, the Warriors-Cavs coming up. Timberwolves-Lakers. Oh. And finally, this may be a fitting cap to the week's news. Over 10,000 people claimed to be at the Ariana Grande show that was attacked in Manchester so they could get free tickets to the tribute show. Ugh! I mean, I get it. Justin Bieber's going to be there, but still. Ugh! Gross! Tweet about that, Trump. Sad, pathetic, loser. Those are your buzzwords. I'll retweet. All right, that's the carryout for June 2nd, 2017. Hey, it's National Donut Day, and well, we made a lot of donuts this morning, so now get ready for National Stale Donut Night. Coming up, Sam Panionovich is going to join us from Mississippi to talk about the College World Series, and we'll reload this week's news, biggest stories, winners, losers, and which story we're going to remember in 5,500 years from this week. It's a download. Stay with us. Rob Martier, how are you, my friend?
How about those UIC Flames, huh?
Yeah, they got to, I mean, they're making it tough for themselves.
Yeah.
But they could do it. I mean, they want to be an underdog story. This is the way to go about it.
Yeah. Well, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You know. I don't know what goes on down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm sure there's something.
Verbal reaction to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just noticing, and I was kind of making a joke in the carryout, that they are spreading these NBA Finals games out. Like, they get 3 days off between each game.
Well, the NBA's doing it. Hockey's doing it. I mean, let's get on with it.
I mean, they played last night Thursday, and they're not going to play again till what? Did I say Monday?
Sunday NBA final, yeah.
Friday, so they get two games off, and they're not switching. They're not switching stadiums.
Well, Thursday, yeah. Friday, Saturday, yeah. So you know the third day in, and then the hockey's doing something similar as well. And I would like to know at the league level in both leagues what the rationale is for that.
It must be that they want certain nights, right? They must love Sunday night.
Okay.
They're trying to get there, and maybe hockey loves Saturday night, or maybe they don't want to play on the same nights. You know,
that I get. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, alternate nights, it's fine,
right?
And I've long argued, and it's just too long. 162 for baseball, 82 for NBA and hockey. Just cut them all down. Just cut the whole season down. It's ridiculous.
You see, just like the College World Series, just get a couple regionals and get right to it.
Boom.
There you go.